So maybe you're 31, 35, 38, you're in your 30s. And you're in a phase of life where you think a lot about, you know, having kids or raising kids. You're with a lot of other new moms, new dads. Your friend group has changed a lot since your 20s. Maybe you've gotten married. Now you're doing all the couples things all the time. You have a job. Your partner has a job. You wonder if this job is going to take you into the next phase of your life. Is this a stick-with-it job? Is this a career? Are you going to prove yourself, show yourself? This is 30s. Now, not 30s for everyone, but generalized 30s. And you still want to co-create, right? You want to manifest. You want to develop yourself. You want to just plunge into, where am I? How do I make the most of this phase, of this era of my life? Well, that, my friends, is the topic of today's episode, number 657. Well, it's manifesting and personal growth for people in their 30s. Stay tuned.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Hey, my friends, welcome. It's Summer McStravick here, and we are plunging into the second of a special little series that I'm sort of just slipping into the main podcast. And it's where I decided to take a look at these different decades, these eras of our lives, sort of wildly generalize them for you, and then show you from my hindsight perspective where a lot of us are at in these different decades and how that impacts, how that changes the way we manifest and create our future selves, the way we're interacting with the world, with each other, and especially the kind of things that we're trying to program into our lives, what we want, where we're going. So, caveat, before I go any further, this may not be you in your 30s. It's fine. Like I said, I'm generalizing a whole decade and basing it on the kind of energies I personally experienced, other people around me seem to be going through in the 30s. Things may or may not, maybe you're not married yet or don't have kids yet or haven't found the job yet. That is fine. That is cool. Maybe you're in your 40s and you're relating to this particular decade or era. It doesn't matter. But I still feel like I really, really wanted to share it with you. So we'll just plunge right in here. So in the last episode I did, episode 655, I painted a picture of how a lot of us are thinking, like where our minds and energy is directed in our 20s. And the three broad areas that if I were to do it again, that I would be most focused on. I would have this sort of meta awareness of what it is that I'm making and where I'm going in my life. I'm going to do the same thing here for you in your 30s. And like I said, you know, if you're in your 50s or whatever, just look back with me, you know, do a retrospective, do a throwback Thursday. Where were you in your 30s? So in my 30s, I was embedded in a good job, a corporate job. I was rising in my company. I was really set on proving myself, set on discovering what am I capable of? Like, how far can I go with this? And for me, it was an intense decade of just hard work. Now, I still have or had the energy from my 20s, which you don't recognize in your 20s and 30s, you actually have. You don't know you've got it until it's gone, the old saying. But if I had to pull a 12-hour workday and 6 more hours at home with the kids, no problem, right? I was doing it, and I did. So I was a mom, right? 2 kids. 2 little kids. You've got the little baby. You're up all night long. Then you're going into work and trying to juggle and balance childcare. And maybe you got your first house and now you've got a mortgage. Like, all the real stuff starts settling in. And your thoughts are all about, I'm building something and I'm making something. I'm doing the stuff that everyone says you're supposed to get to in your life. Having a partnership, maybe having children, having a house, developing my career. Like, that's the crux of it, the thick of it. Now, I know there's all these other alternate ways of living now. Maybe you're not having kids. You've chosen not to. Maybe you're not working for a company. Instead, you've developed your own thing, right? The whole influencer movement has completely changed a lot of the dynamic. And included in the dynamic of your 30s is, I'm confident, but not that confident. Because you're looking above you and you're seeing all these 40 and 50 and 60-year-olds, and they're frankly taking up all the slots. They're taking up all the spaces, the advancement, the raises, the upper management positions, they're getting their book contracts. I mean, it always just feels like the people above you have already locked it up, right? They were there first. They grabbed it and they are not letting go of it. So a lot of the 30s for me was sort of from the outside looking in, like, please let me into your club. Please, I would like to. But also feeling like, oh, they haven't seen me yet. They haven't picked me yet. Maybe I'm not ready yet. Or maybe there's just no room for me. Or they're so mean, maybe they just won't let me in. At least not until I'm 40. So the 30s have this kind of inner tension, right? This inner angst, lots of productivity, lots of grounding into the basic structures of your life. All the basic structures of your life that you were looking for in your 20s are now here in your 30s. And being here, your focus is on maintaining them, growing them, figuring them out. Right? Your 30s is often about just, what do I do next? You know, my kid is starting to walk. Now my child is starting to, you know, talk. What do I do? How do I handle this motherhood thing? I mean, do I do organic foods? Do we want to go vegan? Is this job working for me? Am I getting paid enough? Maybe I need to quit. Maybe I need to find something that's more long-term or that pays better. Like, real practical stuff rumbling through your life. Yet the tension is the big, big stuff. The stuff that I really think I'm going to develop into, it still feels a little far off. You know, it's like you look at the people in the 40s and 50s and you think, yeah, they've got it. You look at your job, right? I mean, presuming it's a career, it's not just like a, you know, over-the-counter retail situation. It's a, you know, like a Jack-in-the-Box. You've got some place you're going to. And you're trying to, you know, if you're a wedding planner, you're hungry for clients, you're going out there, you're pushing yourself on the world, yet you know that there are the wedding planners in their 40s, and they've got all their clients already locked up. They've got families they've worked with for, you know, generations or whatever. And you just feel like, I will get there, I will get there, I will get there. Now, when you're manifesting in this phase, there's still a lot of beautiful, gorgeous 20s energy, Like, you want to go to parties and you want to have trips and do exotic things and go to festivals, and like, you can still do that and you want to do that, and somehow you're going to work it out. Mom, can you please watch the kids so I can get away for the weekend, and et cetera. And I'm going to do some traveling for my work because, hey, I'm in my 30s and I'm not yet burned out on that. In fact, it sounds kind of exciting to do that. So you got this energy. You've got this inner feeling of, I want more. I want to experience. I want to taste. I want glamour. I want fun. I want travel. I want it all. I want it all. And to a large extent, you're getting it all. Now, remember, this is idealized, right? Maybe you're like, yeah, I got divorced in my 30s. I broke up with my partner. I went into a two-family household. My kids are shuttling back and forth on the weekends. You know, the marriage I did in my 20s stopped in my 30s. The 30s are tumultuous. Big things come in. Big things kind of just fly through and smack you and hit you. A lot of the manifesting in your 30s is therefore focusing in two giant areas. One, drive. Energy. You've got it and you're building. You're building and grounding. If your 20s were about finding and searching, the 30s are about, I found it, now I'm going to ground it and I'm going to build it. And yeah, I might shift halfway through and throw it all out and do it again with something else, but the basic energy is there. Grow bigger, ground me, give me something, feed me, right? Give me money. Give me my next steps. Give me my house, my partner, my kids. Ground me. Grow. What am I possible? What are my possibilities? Your manifesting is often around those things. These can be very material things. This can be just straight up, I need money. I need money for the down payment of the house. I need money for a good car, finally. With good safety for the kids. I need money for this and that. I need a promotion. I need to be seen. I need to be recognized. If you have your own company, your own business, I need customers. I need clients. I need people to find me. Right? I need growth. I need growth. I need growth. This is your manifesting focus. Expand me, grow. The other area, the other broad area that we find ourselves in our 30s is, frankly, how else do I call it? The meltdown arena, right? This is the explosive stuff that rocks and shakes your 30s. This is, yeah, your wife is cheating or your husband's cheating and now you've got a divorce, or you just grow apart, or you discover that it was just a total wrong choice. Boom, everything just, there you go. The meltdown. You have a great job, you get fired, you get laid off. Oh my God, now what? You have a job and it's not good enough. You want to bite something bigger. There's a meltdown. There's a crisis inside your heart and soul. Should I? I've been doing this for, since I was 26. I'm 36. Oh my God, I can't believe a decade has already gone by. What the hell have I been doing? What I really want to do is this. I want to be an architect. I want to work in environmental sciences. Right? I want to go into hospitality. Why have I been doing this other thing? Meltdown, big shifts. And then you're flow dreaming around handling those big shifts, handling it. I am flow dreaming for my broken heart and my broken relationship. I'm flow dreaming to still find that partner because I didn't find them in my 20s. And now I'm doing it again. Where is my soulmate? It's all I'm thinking about, all I'm feeling. You're flow dreaming about some inner thing going on inside you, like I never embraced my own divine feminine self. I grew up, overlooked or abused or shut down. I never trusted my body, my looks. I was taught to be afraid to show myself, or I did, and I had some terrible experiences. I was... tracked on the internet. I was, hounded or hurt or date raped. oh my God, I've got to heal this. Big stuff rolling through, tidal waves of emotional stuff. So your flow dreaming in this arena is, I am learning how to handle the big stuff. I am learning how to handle the waves. I am learning how to handle the breakdowns. I'm learning how to handle the sudden revelations that all the stuff that I thought I knew is possibly totally wrong about how to live and be. I am learning that the way I was brought up is actually not matching at all who I am. Big stuff. So you're getting a flavor here, right? The 30s, drive, energy, grounding in, getting those material things buttoned up. Also, learning to handle emotional cliffs. These are different than the ones you had in your 20s. In your 20s, they were still there, but it was kind of like you had your whole future ahead of you. You know, this breakup was totally devastating. Yes, like I'll never find someone as good as blah, 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 but it didn't, da, 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 da. But you know what? You kind of rolled through it because there was still a lot of single people out there. The 30s, you're looking around and you're like, oh, crap, everyone's married. Yeah, where's my soulmate now? I feel like everybody I know is in a partnership, and the only ones who aren't are something's wrong with them. That's their 30s. It's a beautiful time for laying down, for plowing the earth, for planting the seeds of your future, of your career, of your family. Of putting stakes in the ground and tying your little saplings to it and raising that good, strong, bonded family while figuring out what the hell you're doing as you go along. So the energy, the flow dreaming, the manifesting that you're putting into this. And by the way, flow dreaming is a technique for manifesting. It's also a technique for a lot of other things, healing work, empathic work, etc. But we're speaking of it in this special series, really just focused on the manifesting energies, what you are making and creating, where the focus should be, how it feels to be there, and the things that can kind of get in your way of these eras of being there. In your 30s, you know, what can get in the way are feelings of feeling behind, of worry, despair. I haven't found my husband. I haven't had, you know, I haven't found the or wife or partner. I haven't had children yet. My job still sucks, right? That sense of I'm behind the ball. This should be happening by now. How come it's not here? It should be happening. Can you feel the anxiety in my voice as I say it? This is what a lot of us feel when our 30s kind of go off track, when it goes awry. There's this unconscious or subconscious paradigm, a little blueprint we've set up for ourselves of the things we should have by the time we're in our 30s. Check in with yourself. What were the things you thought you should have by the time you're in your 30s? Did you get them? If you're in your 30s now, are you getting them? If you're in your 20s, what's on your list? What do you kind of feel should have come together by then? 30s is when you check in and you start to say, oh my God, it's happening, or oh my God, it's not happening. Anxiety. A lot of us get a lot of anxiety in our 30s. It can be the time when health problems that we are totally shocked to have are springing up. Like, why did I get this? I'm too young. But here it is. Why? Because you're stressed out. Because your immune system is just, you know, holding on through all of the stress and the energy you keep pushing out into your life, grinding, the grinding that you're doing. So what do we do in flow? How do we make your 30s feel beautiful and ripe? How do we utilize that deep and gorgeous energy of your 30s, which is, I have energy, I have direction. I'm trying to get myself situated and solid. So I've got money, I've got my relationship, and I have time for myself and my own heart. Because in your 30s, that's the one thing you probably don't have a lot of. Time for yourself and your own heart. As soon as you have kids, all that's gone. Your time for yourself and your heart, out the window. It's not there anymore. So how do we cultivate that? How do we stay in balance? The flow dreams that I'm working with in my 30s, the flow dreams I'm focusing on are happy family, raising good children, feeling like an excellent mom, a lot of self-trust, a lot of self-worth, feelings in my work, work is rewarding me, I'm in the right career path, I love my job loves me, I switch careers with ease and joy, more money comes to me from all kinds of wonderful and gorgeous places. In my own heart, I feel strong, I feel clear, I don't doubt myself. I weather transitions well. Whether it's a transition in my personal life or my work life, I move through it. I learn the techniques and skills for rolling through, moving through. Now you're noticing a lot of these flow dreams, a lot of this stuff that I'm saying yes to, that I'm putting my focus on, again, they're materialistic. They are grounded in all the best ways because that's what I want. When you're building a skyscraper, I always tell my students, what's the first thing you need? You need a deep and solid foundation. Right? Dig it down. Get that car park underground. Put that layer of rebar and steel and concrete. Get that foundation. That's all the material stuff. Once that's down, you could put 50 stories on there. The whole rest of your life, you've got something really great to build on. You can build anything you want on top of that. Thing is, if we move through our 30s without creating that, and we find ourselves in our 40s still trying to create that strong foundation, or we're trying to build something big on top of it, and we realize we're building on mud, things keep falling, things keep shaking down. So the 30s is a materialistic time. What kind of raise can I ask for? Can I have my boss really see me? Can I build this coaching company? Can I reach out on social media and build the following I'm looking for? You put your own thing into it. How do I show up strong? How do I build those relationships with others? How do I make my coworkers and peers really respect me and hear me? What do I want to start? Right? There's all these new beginnings that are really starting to happen. Starting a family, starting a build point in your career. What are you starting? Now, as you reach the end of your 30s, you're already feeling like all this stuff is maturing. You've had a decade to kind of shake through this stuff and start to get clear. I kind of got there. Now, maybe you didn't get there in all the areas. That's cool. Maybe you've got a great partnership, good family, don't have the career thing. Maybe you've got a good career thing going, not so much for the partnership. That's fine. Most of us are not nailing all of them. If you are, like, kudos, awesome. But most of us get one or two. You know, we get some of the stuff nailed in, and it's there and it's starting to mature. So if this is you, I want you to hear this. I want you to capitalize on this. I want you to give yourself full-on permission. I'm going to be materialistic in the best possible ways, meaning I'm creating a foundation. I'm grounding myself on it. And I'm recognizing that I do still hold these feelings in me of, when I'm in my 40s, then I'll be seen, or then I'll be promoted, then I'll be in upper management. Then recognize that you maybe are still holding yourself back a little. You're starting to see your ceilings in your 30s. These are the unconscious, subconscious limitations that you're holding. You're starting to see those. Like, well, I know I can do this, but that? No, I can't have that yet. Whoa, hold, what? You can't, what? Notice those things. but also flow. Flow with this energy. Flow with this drive. Focus on these things that you want to nail. Pick an area or two that you really, really want to develop and nail it. Right? Go full in. You've got the wind at your back, right? Your flow is surrounding you. The energy of your body, your psyche is all there for you. Your flow energy is high. It's strong. It's not yet tired or worn out. Use it. Go as big as you can. Go as big as you can. Go as big as you can until you reach that ceiling where you say, oh, I don't think I can go bigger than this. In your 30s is when some of you are going to make your first $1 million. No joke. You really will. Maybe you'll be 38, 39, but you will because you'll recognize I can go big. Your 30s, maybe it's just your first 100,000. That's cool too. And if that's not your focus, you're content with whatever you need because your focus is on your family and your little kids. You're, you know, growing this beautiful tribe of people around you that you love and will be with for the rest of your life. Then nail that. I'm full mom. I'm figuring this out. I'm sharing and helping with others. I'm owning this. I'm owning it. 30s, ownership, drive, energy, materialism, foundation. Starting to sense and see your limitations, where your go bigness sort of caps out. Flow around that. It's incredibly important. So flow dreams that I would recognize that sort of encompass these feelings are, I've got ones in my shop right now at flowdreaming.com. Wondrous Change and Transition. You guys who are divorcing, go grab that one. Right? Heal My Heart. You know, there are Heal My Heart or Heal My Relationship. You're working out that relationship stuff. Use those. Happy Family. Use those. I'm not getting all the names correct because I'm just kind of remembering them. I've got like 150 of them. I can't possibly remember all their names. A Great Career. Go that one, get that one, More Money Monthly, More Money Generally, The Prosperity Challenge, right? Starting to unravel some of those money beliefs, Entrepreneur's Flow Book, Thriving Wealthy Entrepreneur, for those of you who are launching your own companies, all of these are handling stuff, handling big things, launching big things, high energy, high drive, goddess power. Right? I'm accepting my feminine self. I'm using that energy, self-love, self-worth, grow it, baby. They're all good ones to be using in your 30s. So I'm not going to do a flow dream with you because I don't think I'm going to do one with you in this episode. Sometimes I do in our podcast, sometimes I don't. So I'm just going to refer you because there's a lot of different ones you may be needing right now. If you want to do some practice flow dreaming with me, though, it's super easy. Just go to flowdreaming.com, download my free kit. I take you through your first flow dream. It's a gorgeous experience, super emotional, imaginative, tons and tons of feeling, bubble bath for your mind, extremely potent and powerful. It works with pure energy, the energy of life. Of the quantum force of your life. It taps directly in. So go on and try that. Coming up next in this series, I know you guys are waiting for it. You're like, get to me. Episode 659 is coming up. Manifesting and personal growth for people in their 40s. Oh boy, I know a lot about that era. So stay with me. It'll be coming out shortly if it's not already there. Until then, my love to all of you. Have a beautiful and blessed week. And I'll talk to you again soon. Flow dreaming is a universe. On the one hand, it's extraordinary. It's a technique that can change everything in your life. You can feel better, manifest your dreams, heal. It does it all. And to learn it, well, just go to flowdreaming.com and get my free kit that teaches you how. Look under free goodies, and you can also download the Flow Dreaming app, which has the kit right there for you. But Flow Dreaming keeps going. Once you fall in love with the technique, you might want to know how to use it better, how to think better, feel better, really change inside. That's why I have Flow On, a monthly membership where I teach people a new way of using flow in their lives every single month. Check it out. Finally, you might be perfectly ready for Me School. I know you've heard a lot about Me School, but maybe you haven't actually looked it up yet. It's my most effective program, a culmination of 20 years of teaching. It's been taken by hundreds of students over the last 7 years. And this is where you really light that fire that grows, and you make this a life worth living. You can find it all at flowdreaming.com, so go check it out and at least write yourself a note, even if you can't check it out this minute. And while you're at it, subscribe to the podcast.